Mountain Home High School's FBLA member, Lily Foster, speaks on how FBLA is about more than just business.
My big thing is that I wish it was more emphasized that FBLA isn't just business related. There's just so many different things that you can test or present over, and there's different opportunities like scholarships and all this other stuff that just makes the whole experience so beneficial for everyone.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we are about ready to get this one underway. It'll be Quadarius Thompson and Keandre Pope back deep for Nettleton. Jack Shane are ready to kick this one off for Mountain Home. The opening kickoff brought to you by Arvest Bank. Pay bills, manage your cards, send money and more with the highly rated Arvest Go mobile app. Say goodbye limits, hello possibilities with Arvest Bank. It's about time, isn't it? It's been a long wait.
It is. I'm really interested to see what Keandre Pope does here as they're starting running back. He's a senior. That should be interesting. Brad, man, it's been a long time coming. Let's go.
Pope and Thompson ready to return the kickoff as Shaner has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. And it's a squib kick down the middle of the field. It's going to be taken by one of the upbacks at the 34-yard line. And only about a 2-yard return. Nice coverage by the Bombers. And the Raiders will start at their own 36.
Well, that kick took a great hop right there in the middle of the field and bounced up. They had a chance there for a minute.
So the Raiders in their white road uniforms, gold, kind of a light gold color pants with black numerals, and the gold helmets. They'll be operating left to right here in this opening quarter, just getting things started to this 2022 football season for the Bombers. Maddox Hampton, the sophomore quarterback, 5 yards deep in the shotgun. Play action, wants to pass left side, is caught, and then it's going to be fumbled. They're going to reel it incomplete. Apparently, he never had control of the football. The pass was complete to Quadarius Thompson on the far side and couldn't hang on to it.
What a great job there to just put your helmet right through the football and make it pop out, man. What a great play there on the line of scrimmage.
So second and 10 now for the Raiders, and we got movement up front. The big left tackle, Kylan Gates. He was an all-state player last year. He comes out of a stance too early, and that'll back the Raiders up 5 yards. First penalty of the night is against Nettleton.
Got a little nerves going early.
That was one thing talking with Coach Hampton earlier this week. He said we had some penalties last week, and he's wanting to get that cleaned up. Quick hitter to the left side. It's going to be complete for a short gain. Again, nicely covered by the Bomber defense. The completion is going to go for about a yard to the 32.
Yeah, and thus far, Bradley, you're right. They look like doing a great job sort of just flying to the football there and making, reading, seeing what's going on. So it looks like they're kind of picking up on that run-pass option right off the bat.
Third and 14 for Nettleton. Can the Bombers force a three and out on their first defensive series of the season? Hampton, back to pass across the middle, is complete near the yard to gain. And it's going to be, well, let's see which official they go with. The far side is going to be a first down, and it's going to be a first down at the 46-yard line. The official on the near side had him marked about a half yard shy. But they give him the line to gain to the 46.
Yeah, and Caleb Tedder just got right in there between the linebacker and the safety, just found a little hole there and was wide open. He's junior there, just doing, making a great play on a ball.
Boy, third and 14. You can't let that happen. Here's a handoff to Pope. First time he touches it tonight, and he squeezes through a hole on the right side. He's going to pick up about 4 to the mid-yard line.
I expect him to do a lot of the work tonight, Brad. I really look for them to give him the ball. He looks like he's pretty shifty little back, and you know, that RPO doesn't work unless you get that running back engaged.
Curtez Smith is now in at quarterback. We mentioned that earlier. He'll take some snaps at quarterback. He's going to be in the out of the shotgun. They run him as a wildcat a lot. He's going to follow Pope on a quarterback keeper to the left side. He's fast. He's up the left sideline, knocked out of bounds. First down inside the 40. They're going to mark him down to the 36 of Mountain Home with a 14-yard gain.
What's interesting in that wildcat set, Brad, is they bring up some big men there on the tight end side. They bring in number 90, Jordan Pigram, that we were talking about earlier, and that just gives him a massive front there and ability. With his feet, he can get around it pretty easy.
Now it's Hampton back in a quarterback First down. They'll bring Pope back in. 10:31 left opening quarter. We are scoreless from Bomber Stadium. First down for Nettleton. And Hampton hands it off straight ahead to Pope. Breaks two tackles near the line of scrimmage. And he's going to be forced out of bounds after about a 6, maybe 7 yard gain on the play.
Robert Dover got a hand on him. Ty Hannaford got a hand on him. Nobody could wrap up.
He is quick. Keandre Pope, a senior, picks up 7 on first down. So 2nd and 3 now for the Raiders. They converted a 3rd and 14, and now this has turned into a nice opening drive. They've got the ball at the Mountain Home 29. Hampton will hand it off straight ahead and into the secondary, and going into the end zone for the touchdown is Kylan Shelton. I don't know that anybody even got a hand on him.
There was a massive hole there. I don't think they did either. My goodness.
Kylan Shelton with a 29-yard touchdown run, and it is the Raiders of Nettleton that have struck first with 10:18 left in this first quarter.
First game of the season, Brad, you know, you're still trying to figure things out. I mean, obviously somebody blew an assignment there. That hole was just too big to be blocking alone.
A 7-play, 64-yard drive. They kept it alive with a 3rd and 14 conversion, and they turn it into points. The extra point, oh, it hits the crossbar and goes across. May have been partially blocked, but it's through and good. 10:18 left in this opening quarter. It's 7-0 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
The love of football defines fall weekends, and in many homes, our families. But it's a demanding sport that can cause injury. That's why UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is on sidelines and in locker rooms for high schools and colleges across the state, ready to care for athletes with clinics in Central and Northwest Arkansas. UAMS Health, official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics and future Razorbacks all over Arkansas. Learn more at uams.health/team.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the kickoff taken at about the 10-yard line. The return, I believe that was Fox, wasn't it? Let's see when he gets up. I believe it was the return out to the 30.
He did a great job making some men miss there. He dodged about 2 before they got him.
So the Bombers will start their first drive of the year at their own 30-yard line with 10:10 left here in this opening quarter, down by a touchdown. Barnett works out of the gun. Jacob Chenoweth, a sophomore, flanks him to the left side. Bombers get to the line of scrimmage. They'll look over to the sideline, and Darren Acklin, back as offensive coordinator, will signal in the play. They'll shift Chenoweth from the left to the right side of the quarterback. Drury goes in motion, going behind their quarterback. The handoff is to Chenoweth straight ahead. And, boy, look at the offensive line. Big push. And it's going to be a 5, nearly a 6-yard gain on first down.
Right behind big Sam Morton right there, big 6'7", 230-pound kid we were talking about earlier. Goodness gracious, Brad, how would you like to run him around that behind that big guy?
Wow. So a pickup of just over 5 on that first down play. Brings up 2nd and 5 here for Mountain Home. 2 receivers on each side for the Bombers. Now they'll motion a man to the near side, so trips to the left side. Barnett will go to the weak side of the formation, keeps it himself on that read option, and he's going to go ahead for about a 3-yard gain to the 38.
Good decision there by Barnett not to make the pitch and get the positive yards. You know, that's a smart, that's experience right there.
Boy, he is really, really grown as a quarterback over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you just look at how far he came from the start of last season, I mean, he is just turned into a great, making better decisions, and it was proof right there.
3rd and 2 here for Mountain Home. And Barnett, he's going to keep it himself. He's hit in the backfield. He's going to lose a yard on the play. And making the hit that time for the Raiders was Blake Brown. One of the outside linebackers came in and got the hit, and the Bombers will be forced to punt. It's going to be fourth and about three from the 37. Now Barnett will handle the punting duties for Mountain Home. Boy, when you have your quarterback punting, and both these teams tonight do, it really gives you a lot of options, doesn't it?
Oh, that's a huge advantage. I mean, you really, it's every time you have the opportunity to make that decision. So, yeah, absolutely.
Quadarius Thompson will be back to return the punt. He was late coming on the field. Good punt by Barnett. End over end. Thompson catches it at the 26. Starts left, brings it back right. He's going to be hit, stacked up at the 30-yard line. A 4-yard return, and nice coverage by Mountain Home.
Number 75, Noah Grinder, I believe, on the tackle there.
So the Raiders will start this drive from their 30-yard line. The last drive, 7 plays, 64 yards into the end zone. 7-0 Nettleton with 8:15 left in this opening quarter. Hampton working out of the shotgun, hands it off, coming to the near side is Pope, trying to string out the play, and he's going to step out of bounds, and there's a flag. The ball's out of bounds at the 34. I'm not sure.
It's kind of odd how he threw that flag.
Yeah, where he threw it, unless it's going to be an illegal block, maybe?
Almost like he threw it out of bounds.
They're marking it off against Nettleton. That's a hold. Okay.
The referee's explaining it to him right now. I don't think he knew what he had done there, but number 5 for them, Curtis Smith, wondering why he got called for the hold.
So it brings the ball back to the 24-yard line with the 10-yard penalty. It is first and 16 for the Raiders. Two penalties now against Nettleton in this first quarter. Hampton. Play action. He's going to pass a quick hitter to Curtis Smith. Smith makes the first man miss. He's still on his feet. He's near the 40, and he's going to be near a first down. It was first and 16, and he gets 16, and the Raiders will move the chains.
Yeah, big old Robert Dover got a hold of him and welcomed him to Mountain Home right there. I saw a mouthpiece fly about 10 yards out. Yeah.
7:55 left in the opening quarter. Nettleton, team that went 11-1 last year. They were undefeated in the regular season. They have the early lead. Hampton hands it off straight ahead, and that's going to be Pope. And, boy, he hits the hole fast, and he was about 5 yards deep before the Bombers got a hand on him. He picks up 9.
What's impressive about him, Brad, if you look at how fast he shifts side to side, I mean, his feet are so quick, he can turn on a dime.
Timeout, Mountain Home. 7:29 left in the opening quarter at 7-0 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's time for families to enjoy the school sports scene once again. Everyone from Knox Orthopedics at No. 3 Medical Plaza wishes our many area athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' 4 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back doing what you love sooner rather than later. Yes, they can fix that. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
For the past 150 years, Lyon College has offered exceptional educational opportunities for Arkansas students and launched outstanding careers right here in the natural state. From our outstanding academic reputation and competitive athletic programs to our beautiful campus and a vibrant small-town community, Lyon College is dedicated to producing successful graduates who make a difference in our communities and our world. For more information about the Lyon College experience, visit lyon.edu. Lyon College, a better world starting in Arkansas.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Second down and a yard for Nettleton. They're going for the home run ball. Receiver behind the defenders, but he's overthrown by Hampton. He was looking for Quadarius Thompson across the middle. Had him, just overshot him.
Threw about 3 yards just right over his head. That would have been trouble if he would have got his hands on it.
It was 2nd and 1, so they take a shot. Now 3rd and 1, and Curtis Smith is going to be back in a quarterback in this Wildcat package with 7:24 left in this opening quarter. Nettleton up 7-0. Smith will be alone in the backfield. They've got A man in motion now. They fake the handoff to him. Smith keeps it. First down run to the second level, and he's down at the 31-yard line. I'll make it the 41-yard line with a pickup of 10.
They just create seven offensive linemen there, spread them out, put a man in motion, and just see what the hole lines up at. That's a Wildcat's pretty deadly for them.
Now they're going to bring Hampton back in, a quarterback. That's the head coach's son, sophomore. And the handoff is straight ahead. This is Pope once again. Flag comes in from behind the play. You would anticipate a hold. The play goes to the 37-yard line. The flag is back at the 44. Now the official is going to move it to where the penalty occurred, so that tells you it's going to be a hold. It's the spot of the foul. So they'll mark it off from the 41-yard line, and that'll move it back to the 49 of Nettleton.
That was some help we needed right there. I don't know if we were holding, but it sure looks like we're just not squaring up on our tackles. I mean, I've seen a lot of arm tackles out there, and that's first game jitters, but, man, we got to square up on some guys.
Raiders will empty the backfield. Hampton working out of the shotgun with three receivers to the right, two to the left. First and 20 here for Nettleton. Four-man front from out and home. Pass complete left side to Thompson. He's going to take it inside the 40 down to the 38-yard line, a 13-yard pickup.
Great stunts right there by our defensive line. You know, they're really getting some pressure on their quarterback. Problem is their receivers are just so fast off the line. I don't know if we're just not pressing them enough, but they're finding open guys, you know, 10, 15 yards just wide open.
Second and 7 now for Nettleton with 5:58 left in this opening quarter. Nettleton with the 7-0 lead. Smith back in, a quarterback now. He has Pope on his right side. Motion, and they fake to the motion man. Smith keeps it, tries to turn it out to the left side. Hit near the line of scrimmage, reverses his field, cuts it back to the middle. He is to the second level, to the third level, on his feet at the 15, at the 10, down to the 5. But there's a flag back at the 17-yard line. Maybe a face mask. Let's see.
It looked like his head turned, I'm wondering.
The ball wound up at the 4-yard line is where the Bombers finally were able to get Smith to the ground. Boy, he is elusive, isn't he?
I'm telling you, that's what I went back to earlier. Look how fast he changed direction. Just seconds, he was on the other side of the field running right up the middle. I mean, you've got to square up on this guy, wrap up, and take him to the ground.
So the penalty will move the ball half the distance to the goal from the 4 to the 2 after the 34-yard run. First penalty of the night against Mountain Home.
They're going to have to keep a guy on him, might spy him tonight. He's going to be a problem.
Yes. So the Raiders looking at first and goal now from the 2-yard line. Smith will stay in at quarterback. He's going to bring Thompson in motion to the right side of the formation. They got a bunch of big offensive linemen to the left side, and they're going to run to the other side, and he cuts it up the middle. He's into the end zone. He wasn't touched until he was 2 yards into the end zone. Touchdown run for Curtez Smith, and the Raiders have jumped out to a 2-touchdown lead.
They convert to that heavy package. I think they had 8 offensive linemen that time. It almost looks like a field goal.
It does, doesn't it?
That's what it got them. Touchdown.
So the extra point now, Joseph Newhung is in to attempt the extra point. Barely got the other one over earlier this quarter. Hit the crossbar. This one is a better kick. The first one may have been partially blocked. This one's good. 5:12 left in the opening quarter. Nettleton with a 14-0 lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office located at 102 Highway 62 East to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the communities we serve, we know your energy is best spent on the things you enjoy. That's why we're helping you save your energy with natural gas. With twice the efficiency of electrical appliances, save your energy for taco night. Or singing in the shower with faster water heater recovery, even for cozier comfort with gas dryers and fireplaces. All while doing a little more to save the planet. So save your energy and money with natural gas. And if you already are, keep saving with Summit Utilities. Learn more at summitutilities.com/benefits.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Tony Fox with another nice return, the sophomore from the 15 to the 35 on the kickoff return. And the Bombers will start their second drive at the 35-yard line.
Tony's about our only answer to speed. I mean, they do a great job there. He's so fast.
Nettleton has run 15 plays, scored a couple of touchdowns. The Bombers have run 3 plays and gained 7 yards so far. Let's see if they can turn that around with this second drive of the game. Barnett looking to pass in the flat left side. The screen is going to be incomplete.
Big number 90, Jordan. He put his hand on it. I think he blocked it partially there. Swatted it down.
I'd hate to be tasked with trying to block Jordan Pegram tonight. He is a tough one up front. Has been for 3 years.
Yeah, he's been one to watch for several years now. He is just a mammoth of a man.
So second and 10 now for Mountain Home. 5:01 left in the opening quarter, down by 14. The read option kept this time by Barnett. Has some room. He's to the second level. He's to midfield and a first down for the Bombers with a 15-yard pickup by Barnett.
Boy, he laid a lick on that number 4, Brandon Alexander. If that would have been the only thing staying his way, I think he would have trucked right over him. Oh, my gosh. If we can get those ball carriers to the second level like that, I mean, I really think opportunity back there because they just don't seem like they can tackle very good.
First set of downs for the Bombers at midfield. Barnett is going to roll to his left. He's looking to pass to the sideline. It's incomplete. It looked like it went through the hands of Blake Bentley that time. Couldn't haul it in. Second
down. And he's shaking his head. He knows it hit him right there in the hands, and you got to come down with those.
4:33 left here in this opening quarter. Our broadcast tonight brought to you in part by Coleman Dentistry, your family dental center. Let your smile change the world. Second down here for the Bombers at the 50. And that counterplay is going to be handed off to Chenoweth and still moving the pile. Boy, the offensive line is still doing a great job up front for the Bombers. And this is going to turn into a 5-yard gain. It initially didn't look like it would be much.
Yeah, they kept moving their feet there and kept driving, and that paused a lot. I mean, that's what we need to do. We just need to calm down, get some points on the board here, and moving the ball, so it's a good sign.
Third and 5 now for Mountain Home, 4:07 left in the opening period. Getting the play signaled in from the sideline. Having a little trouble with that. Now they're ready. Still 12 seconds left on the play clock. Third and 5 for the Bombers at the Nettleton 45. Barnett straight ahead, hit in the backfield, spins for a 1-yard gain, and the Bombers looking at 4th and 4.
Yeah, unfortunately, right when he got to the line of scrimmage, number 63, Cam Phillips was sitting right there waiting on him, just slung him to the ground. Too bad.
So 4th and 4. Let's see what Mountain Home wants to do here. Down a couple of touchdowns early.
Ackland's thinking about it.
Yep, and they're going to bring the punt team on instead. Coach Erie was over with the defense in the tent, and Ackland looked over to say, hey, what do you want to do here? And Steve sends the punt team on. So Pope will stand back at about the 14-yard line awaiting the punt. Barnett in punt formation for Mountain Home.
Back to punt for Mountain Home, number 8, Brady Barnett. Back to receive, number 1.
The kick is away. Just a one-step punter gets it away. It's going to bounce in the 10, and will they down it before it gets to the end zone? They will, inside the 1-yard line. Great punt by Barnett and great coverage downfield. They'll mark it right at the 1-yard line, and that's where Nettleton will start this next drive.
Can't draw it up any better than that, Brad.
No, you can't, can you? Downfield covering the punt that time. I thought it was 20, but I don't have a 20 on our roster, do we?
Believe that. Fox, maybe?
Fox would be 10. It may be 10. It may be a 10.
These numbers are hard to read on these great uniforms, Brad.
They are.
Especially on that side of the field.
So the Raiders take over at the one-yard line. Handoff straight ahead, and Pope's going to give them some room to breathe. Takes it out to the six-yard line.
Mason Walker there laying a shot.
So a five-yard pickup out to the six. 2:42 left in this opening quarter. Nettleton leads it 14-0. Again, they give it to Pope. Hit immediately. He's going to pick up maybe a yard. It was Dover, one of the first bombers there, to get his hands on him.
Dover's just so fast on the line of scrimmage, Brad. He does such a great job of just getting rid of the offensive lineman and finding the football. His speed, I mean, he's just a beast.
They'll give the runner Pope a two-yard gain out to the eight. So it's third and, well, it looks like it's third and about four here. They must have had that ball spotted at the two. Because the yard marker, they've got to get to the 12. So third and four. Smith in a quarterback. He is going to be stacked up shy, about a yard shy of the line to gain. It's going to be under a yard. It's going to be fourth and less than one here for Nettleton. Let's see what they want to do. They've got the ball at their own 11-yard line. And are they going to bring the chains out to measure?
They're thinking about it.
They're looking at it.
Dylan McBride did a good job there, Brad, just staying at home, waiting for the play to develop and finding that football, man. He's playing good tonight.
You know, we went the entire season last year without a measurement. Never have ever seen that before. We didn't have a single one. I thought we were going to have one the first game tonight.
That's too bad. I'm a big fan of our chain gang.
Let's meet the chain gang tonight, brought to you by Coleman Family Dentistry. And we've got, quite a crew over there. Let's talk about them after this play, though. It's fourth and less than one here for the Raiders. Are they trying to draw Mountain Home off sides? Looks like they are. Yeah. Now they're going to drop Maddox back to punt. He's the punter, the quarterback. And he will kick it away. Fair catch call for by Drury. He makes it at the 50-yard line. So the Bombers will take over there after the punt. So our chain gang tonight, boy, I'm awful worried about this. You got Dave King, Josh King, Buddy Bodenhammer, Bailey Bodenhammer. And we know the only reason they're over there is so they get in free. Those are about the four cheapest guys you can think of, aren't they?
Man, I don't know. They're good guys. What I'm still surprised is they know how to run that high-tech digital down marker.
That's pretty fancy.
It is. We're top-notch. Nothing but the best here at Mountain Home. Those guys are great. We appreciate the volunteering and everything they do over there. But we got to give them a hard time.
You bet. So the Bombers take over at midfield after the punt. Barnett's going to roll to his right, looking to the sideline. Far side is complete for a first down right at the 40-yard line.
Good pass there by Barnett. Man, he fired that one.
It was thrown well, and the catch made by Talon Palmer. An 11-yard pickup to the 39. Barnett hands it off straight ahead. Chenoweth to the second level inside the 30. He's got a first down.
Now they're finding a little wrinkle.
Back-to-back first down plays for the Mountain Home offense.
Boy, it's good to see Ackland back on the sidelines.
Boy, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the way he calls plays.
First down, Mountain Home. 50 seconds left here in this opening quarter. Bombers down a couple of touchdowns, trying to turn things around with this third drive of the night. Back-to-back first down plays. Two receivers on each side. Barnett out of the shotgun. Here's the read option. He's going to toss it. Boy, nothing there for Chenoweth. That was well played by the defense. Stretching it out that time was Blake Brown, the linebacker. And Chenoweth is going to lose about a yard or so, but 2 yards back to the 29.
Yeah, they sniffed that one out. That, you know, trying to do a little RPO there, a little run-pass option. And that's an opportunity there where you need to pass it. You can't pitch it or run it when there's four guys there.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. Bombers going to send three receivers to the right side. That's the wide side of the field as they work from the near hash. 10 seconds left here in this opening quarter. Barnett looking to the short side of the field, and the pass is incomplete. He was looking that time. is at Weston May on the near sideline. Incompletion stops the clock with 2 seconds left in this opening quarter, and it's going to be third down at about 12 here.
Seeing Nettleton start to bring some, a little bit of pressure, starting to blitz some of those linebackers a little bit. Offensive line seems to be picking it up pretty well tonight so far.
Big third down play here for this Bomber offense. Third and a long 12. Trips to the right side again. Barnett looking that way. Has a man open and just overshoots him. He was looking up the right sideline for Jet Hannaford and just out of his reach, and now it's fourth down. And that's the end of the first quarter. It's 14-0 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use a smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.